From one superstar discussion to another, on the phone, Alexander the Great Volkanovski. Alex, congratulations on defending your title.
Thank you. Thank you. How are we?
We are going well, but more importantly, how are you? Because I can imagine it is some very strange circumstances for you. You've just defended your title and now you're sitting on your own in quarantine.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. But in saying that, you know, we obviously knew the protocols that needed to be done before we took the fight. I'm actually pretty lucky. I got to do my quarantine with a coach. So me and the coach are in their apartment doing quarantine together. So it's not too bad. But, you know, obviously it'd be good to win that belt and then go straight home to see the family. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, Alex, congratulations, mate. I don't get all the fuss. I don't get the controversy. Why do you think there's been this fuss made about you winning the fight?
Yeah, look, it's caught me by surprise too, to be quite honest. But there's a lot of things that come into it. Obviously, it was a close fight, for one. So you're always going to get people acting like that. But then, you know, I don't want to sound salty about it, but, you know, it's pretty obvious that that you could say sort of like biased commentary and the live stats were a little bit off. So that can persuade people's sort of way of looking at a fight. And, you know, after a lot of people watch back the fight, they clearly can see, now I understand why the judges gave it to Alex. But, you know, it's just, this happens. There was a lot of people that are first time watching probably UFC or, you know, a lot of like casuals, as we'll say. You know, such a big card. So, you know, they don't really know the scoring system, how it works. So there's a lot of little things like that. So then, yeah, like I said, I was quite surprised with the reaction, to be honest.
Yeah, but, I bet.
You know, watching back the tape, you know, I can see sort of where they're coming from, like with you know, Michael Bisping, the commentator, and then the live stats and that. But, you know, we're quite comfortable. We won them last three rounds, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. Would you fight Max Holloway again, or you see no point?
Look, not right now.
Yeah.
You know, I just fought him back-to-back, you know, comfortably won that first one, you know, probably five rounds to nothing. And then the last one was obviously close. So, you know, I'll give him that. But at the same time, you know, to win two, you know, and then rematch and hold the division up again, it just doesn't really make sense. But in saying that, you know, I'll fight whoever's number one contenders. And then if he comes back to that number one spot, then, you know, he deserves it.
I was about to ask you.
I'll be more than happy to do it.
Yeah. I was about to ask you, Alex, who is on the radar then, mate?
Well, there's a few. We've got, like, you know, probably four guys that are, like, all in the same boat. No one's, they're probably one win away from being number one contender. They're all, like, just there, but they just need to have that fight, and then, you know, everyone's going to be screaming their name. So that, I'm just need to, you know, obviously soak up the win and let the division play out. And then, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, you know, that's happened, and then they've got that number one contender. But right now, there's a couple of front runners, maybe your Zombies and your Zabit. I'd say they're probably the front runners, but, you know, they get a win, they'll be clear ahead and clear number one contenders, and I'll be looking forward to taking them on.
Tell us about Fight Island. Everything was done in a different way. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was obviously different. Like, you know, it was, but going in, you know, we knew all the protocols and what was going to happen, but going there with no crowd and things like that, it was different. It was quite, but it was a good experience as well. So, you know, it was different. I could tell you that.
I could imagine being different, you know, walking out, no crowd. Because I'm assuming, Alex, you, like a lot of sportsmen, when there's a crowd there, you feed off their energy.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I always say I love keeping myself composed. And, like, you know, so I'm usually, while there's a big crowd, and I can keep myself pretty level, at a perfect sort of balance, if you get what I mean. But having no crowd, I was like, as chill as you can be. It was like I wasn't even going to fight. That's how chill I was. So I needed a round or two to wake up, to be quite honest. it was funny like that. But in saying that, you know, I like to be nice and level-headed. Usually with a crowd, I believe I'm probably ahead of a lot of people because I can keep myself so composed. But, you know, without a crowd, you know, I think I needed that sort of energy from the crowd to sort of, you know, get that adrenaline going a little bit more. But, you know, it took me a couple of rounds, but we got there in the end.
And how healthy do you feel that your sport is right now? There was increased attention on it because Dana White was able to get Fight Island up and about.
But that's a big... That's why, look, I've took this fight on short notice. It was 6 weeks when we sort of heard about the fight, which, you know, to defend your belt probably doesn't sound smart, but we knew how big of an opportunity this was. You know, Fight Island, you know, not many sports around the world going. We got wind that it was going to have a few title fights on it. So we knew the pay-per-views were going to be pretty big, and we'll just, look, we need to take it. You know, we made sure it was worth it for us. You know, so that's something that we looked into, but, you know, it was just everything. You know, the Fight Island, big card, you know, three title fights, and it was just a huge opportunity that, you know, we couldn't miss, so we had to take that on.
Yeah, Alex, Rob Whittaker's on this Sunday. He looks fit and ready to go. How do you reckon he's going to go?
Yeah, I think he's going to go good. You know, he's obviously he's a gun of a fighter.
He looks in good nick.
You know, till goes well, but, you know, I just think Rob's on another level.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I can't wait.
And I believe you're writing a book as well, Alex.
Yeah, I've got a children's book. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know what I mean? So it's different. You know, a lot of people look at UFC fighters and sometimes they're portrayed a little bit different to what a lot of us are, to be quite honest. So, you know, some people may look at us as thugs and whatnot, but, I mean, there's so many people in our sport that are some of the most respectful, you know, hardworking people you'll probably ever meet. But, you know, some people miss that. And you know what I mean? This is something that I'm proud of, and I get to show a part of, you know, us athletes or, you know, our sport. You know, that's what, you know, that's what martial arts is all about. Discipline, you know, respect, and, you know, hard work. But, you know, again, that sometimes it doesn't get portrayed that way. So, you know, this is something I'm very excited about. And, you know, a children's book, it's just something, you know, people ask me what's my brand. And, you know, again, I'm not the trash talker. You know, that's just not me. But this is something that I'm proud of and something that I can definitely move forward with. So I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Alex, you should write a book about self-defense because I'd love my daughter to be able to fight like you.
That could be the next one.
Alex, before we let you go, I just wanted to get your thoughts that fight fans can now get a free 10-day fight pass as part of a celebration of 10 years of the UFC. That's pretty exciting.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, that's unreal. So, yeah, we're watching the clips for the 10-year thing. It's exciting, man. That's good stuff.
And finally from me, mate, what's ISO like? I can only imagine, mate, it'd be doing your head in, is it?
Look, it's not too bad, to be honest. Like, I guess I've got a little bit of company with my coach Joe, but in saying that, he's just always abusing me 24/7. So,
he's not making the train, is he?
We're training, though. Yeah, I need to anyway. That's when I probably will start doing my heading if I wasn't training. Yeah. So we're doing a bit of training, a bit of banter, having a good laugh, and just sitting on the phone, I guess.
that's what I wanted to ask as well. How did you feel, though, and how did you celebrate, like, when the fight was over? Because I'm assuming there would have been you, your trainer, and not many other people around.
Yeah, we just had that tournament, so there was, like, five of us all up. But, you know, straight after the fight, we, you know, probably had a couple of beers at the hotel where we were. But we had to leave that night. Like, we had to head home that night. So I didn't really get to celebrate too well, but, you know, again, we had a few beers, had some, you know, again, good banter, good fun, and then that night we took off to the airport and headed home.
To be an ISO. Alex, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations again on defending your title. Another week left in isolation, then you can celebrate with your family.
No worries. Thanks for having me.